Welcome back into the whole show. 5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour as a part of our now 3 hour format, 11 to 2 o'clock every single weekday. Glad you could be with us here on the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We got a lot of stuff cooking, man. A lot of great interviews that we're going to be putting together for you on a weekly basis as we really amp up for football. One in particular we're starting in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, the quarterback for Colorado State. He is young, but they believe that he's the building block. He's the guy they're going to start putting this air raid offense around. And so we'll be excited to talk to Clay on a weekly basis through the good, the bad, and the ugly, because there's going to be growing pains, no question. But how cool is that going to be to hear from the Colorado State quarterback on the daily? So we're looking forward to that. Thanks again to Crazy Carl's Pizza for making this work. We have had a lot of great players through this NIL radio show stuff that we've done. And man, we started it back. My guy Ellison Hubbard, who transferred midseason. That was a roller coaster. He's playing at Sam Houston State now, so he's continuing his college football career. When he left, we brought in Scott Patchen, a very good defensive lineman who's in the NFL now, playing for the Colts. See if he can make something of it. He took over. Then, of course, basketball. We had the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza there. That was so much fun. I'd like to say we played a hand in him getting drafted first in the first round, don't you think? I think so. I think they probably heard the show, and they're like, wow, he can carry himself so well on this radio show that he's got to be worthy of a first-round pick. Yep, probably so. That was probably the thing that tipped David Roddy over the top. We will try to catch up with David, too, man. I mean, now that Summer League's over, maybe now's the sweet spot to catch up with him before, believe it or not, it's not going to be that long until basketball's checking back in for their off-season stuff. Same with hockey. Such a long hockey season for the Avs. So much fun with the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then, of course, winning the Stanley Cup. We're not that far away from both the Avs and the Nuggets getting back at it. So that'll be fun, too. We'll have our Nuggets insider. Actually, Brendan Vogt from DNVR Nuggets will be on with us tomorrow on a Tuesday. We got a jam-packed show tomorrow. Got some UNC football players popping in the studio. Brooks Talkington, defensive end, and Zach Angelillo, the fullback for the Bears. Both guys are going to pop in. How do they feel about where the media and the coaches poll has the UNC Bears? I think the media poll has them 10th or 11th or something, and then the coaches poll has them tied for 11th. So we'll be interested to see what their thought process is there, man. Nowhere to go but up, I guess, if you're a Bears fan. All right, Jades, let's reload it, my friend. Let's get to today in the NFL. This is where we go through the biggest topics surrounding the National Football League. And one of those topics just happens to be the Deshaun Watson story, which I want to get to that. And we got a conclusion put out moments ago from Judge Robinson's, I guess, investigation or thorough report. I don't know, 15 pages of a report. I got to get to that because we're getting text on that one. We shared it on our Facebook page. By the way, do follow our social media stuff. At Whole Show is my Twitter account. And just search The Whole Show on Facebook and you'll find us. Give us a like. Stay involved in the conversations. I love reading your comments, even when we're not on the air. Stuff we post over the weekend, too. So we want to stay involved with you guys 24/7. Let's get this one first from ESPN. How about Deebo Samuel agreeing to the 3-year contract extension with the San Francisco 49ers? It's worth a maximum value of $73.5 million over the 3 years and includes $58.1 million in guarantees. So that was an interesting situation, wasn't it? A little bit of a roller coaster. We had a trade request in there, a social media, what are we calling that now? A social media scrubbing? Basically, when players just remove all of the things. Which I just think is so childish nowadays, though. That's what we see. Guys just scrub all of their stuff that's logoed up from their team as some kind of bargaining chip. But all that seems pointless because now it's over. Deebo Samuel has got his money. Big time deal. The Niners have been making some tough decisions. They want him to be a part of it, though. He wants to be a full-on wide receiver. Doesn't necessarily sound, I mean, depends on when you listen to him. Doesn't sound like he wants to do all the other stuff as far as, you know, utilizing him in the run game a lot more. He has that ability. I don't know why you wouldn't, but he wants to be more of that wide receiver type of guy. John Lynch, the general manager for the Niners, said Debo has the rare ability to not only play at a unique level, but to inspire his teammates with the way he plays. He's a special player that embodies mixed with skill. Will meeting skill is what Lynch says. We're proud to move forward with him as an integral leader and foundational piece for our team. He's the seventh wideout this offseason to sign a deal worth at least $24 million per year. Only DeAndre Hopkins of the Cardinals before this year was the one to hit that mark. So wide receivers are getting paid now. So they got a peaceful end to this. Normally these don't end so well, but hats off to John Lynch, because there's no doubt Debo Samuel is a very valuable commodity to build around for your team. And John Lynch found a way to get through all of the negative and work out a deal. And they're going to need him, because they're going into a brand new world as far as their quarterbacks, as far as their quarterback position too. So having Debo Samuel is absolutely huge for Trey Lance as he's trying to grow into being the guy for them. They're taking a little bit of a gamble. They're going away from more of an average, maybe slightly above average Jimmy G, to more of an unknown in Trey Lance, but there's a reason they got him in the first round. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, let's go through this. Adam Schefter shared this during the break. Key conclusions that Judge Robinson offered today in her written decision to suspend Deshaun Watson for 6 games. I'm going to just read it. The NFL may be forward-facing, maybe a forward-facing organization, but is not necessarily a forward-looking one. Just as the NFL responded to violent conduct after a public outcry, so it seems the NFL is responding to yet another public outcry about Mr. Watson's conduct. At least in the former situation, the policy was changed and applied proactively. Here, the NFL is attempting to impose a more dramatic shift in its culture without the benefit of fair notice to and consistency of consequence for those in the NFL subject to the policy. Looking at the record when compared to the relevant precedent, and looking forward to how this disciplinary determination might be used in the future, I find the most appropriate landing place to be as followed. Here's some interesting bullet points. Three of them. Mr. Watson is hereby suspended for 6 regular season games without pay. Although this is the most significant punishment ever imposed on an NFL player for allegations of nonviolent sexual conduct, Mr. Watson's pattern of conduct is more egregious than any before reviewed by the NFL. Recognizing that the only discipline mentioned in bullet point number two, recognizing that the only discipline mentioned in the CBA is a fine or suspension, I nevertheless believe it appropriate for Mr. Watson to limit his massage therapy to club-directed sessions and club-approved massage therapists for the duration of his career, and so impose this mandate as a condition to his reinstatement. So that is a mandate. That is, you want to be reinstated? You can't go to a masseuse not approved by us. And we thought Kyler Murray's contract was weird with, you got to study film. This is, you cannot go to a massage. Why? You obviously know bad stuff went down at those massage therapists then. That's why you suspended them just six games. Also, pointing out the fact that it's the most significant punishment ever imposed on an NFL player for allegations of nonviolent sexual misconduct. Again, allegations, but they're not allegations to you. You're suspending based off allegations, but again, to me, you believe those allegations. So because you believe those allegations, should not just be 6 games. It should be nothing or all. Am I saying he should be out of the NFL completely? Close. I almost feel like it should be damn near what Ray Rice got. More. I don't know. A year. You're out for a year, and then we'll hear you again. But I talked about this in the 11 o'clock hour. It's either all or nothing. You either believe he did it or he didn't. And you're saying we're doing this based off of allegations. But you know he did it. You're saying he can't go to massage therapists that are not approved from the team. That means you believe that what he allegedly did at these massage therapists happened. So you have the ability to say, we're not going to support that. We're not going to be a part of that anymore. Or you do the opposite and say, because it's alleged, we're not suspending him at all. What's up, Jades?
But Brady, they're just trying to prevent him from doing anything else.
Yeah, right? I mean, isn't this asinine, though? I'm now telling him, it's not like legally he can't go and see a massage therapist. But the NFL is basically saying, or the findings from this conclusion, that if you want to be reinstated, you can't go to a masseuse that's not controlled by the team. In this case, the Cleveland Browns.
It's ridiculous. I mean, across all sports, punishments are just so inconsistent. I mean, I think back to baseball, too. I mean, there's just so many things that go down in every single sport that make no sense. And the way that the front office handles these situations is just, it's a very poor situation.
But don't you think that, do you like my, and again, I know that there's going to be holes poked in this, but I think the base is there. It's either all or nothing for non-football related stuff. So if you commit, if you get arrested and you have to go to court and charges are dropped and all of this stuff and you are deemed innocent and free and you're clear, no probation, none of that stuff, then I think the NFL should just say, we're going to go with what they said. He's free to be out in the world, and as long as he can still play football and stay out of trouble, then he is there. And I'm not saying that that is the easiest solution, because then some would say, well, you're just going to allow, if you got to go higher, say, well, the court ruled it this way, so we're not even meddling. But when you do say, well, the court didn't rule him guilty, but we are, kind of. I mean, that to me, this is worse. Six games in some ways, and maybe this is an unpopular opinion, seems worse than no games at all for Deshaun Watson's camp.
No, and I agree with you. Like, if you're going to say that these allegations are, if they are proven true, are only worth 6 weeks, is ridiculous.
Right. That's what they're saying with this.
But if you punish someone for pure allegations, just someone's words, then that's not fair to Deshaun. But what I think it truly is just an act to cover the NFL name, essentially. They had to do something to save.
But isn't this worse than, to me, this is almost worse than nothing. Six games. If you would have said zero, then you'd say, sorry, but from now on, we are doing it this way. Now you're saying six games, which means to me, it says, we think you did it, but it's only bad enough to warrant six games.
Well, and like that's kind of what I'm saying, is like, I think that it might not be as much based on the specific like act themselves, but rather the news that it brought to the sport.
Who knows? Because they're so inconsistent with how they do this. Dixon texting in. Even more embarrassing is that part of the ruling also includes that any future massages for him have to be done by team personnel. Seriously, how old is Watson? 7? What happens if he gets one not done by team personnel? Do they take away his Xbox for a week? So it's bad enough to add that in, but he only gets 6 games. Okay, got it. Now, what I believe is to be reinstated, he can't go to a masseuse. That's not controlled by the team. So if they catch him at a masseuse, he would be done, right? He'd be kicked out of the NFL. But again, you believe that whatever these women are alleging happened at these massage parlors happened by giving him 6 games. You also acknowledge that this is the biggest suspension we've ever doled out for an allegation. But you're not suspending him for the allegation. You're suspending him because you think the allegations are true. That's the problem with this whole thing, if you want to look deeper into it.
Honestly, at this point, Brady, I'm just waiting for the breaking news that the NFL has hired a babysitter for Deshaun.
I mean, it's happened before. I mean, I know, like, and again, not comparing situations, but like Dez Bryant, when he was playing for the Cowboys, did kind of, I think he almost signed off on it, but just somebody to make sure I don't get into trouble. It's like, if you can have that self-awareness, though, and say, hey, I know that when I go out to parties and stuff, I get a little crazy. I might get in fights. I'm hiring somebody to watch me. And if I drink too much, he's taking me home. I actually have no issue with that side of it. But you're right. The league might might come in and say something like this. We have a league now that's saying Kyler Murray should be mandated to study film. Although they came back on that now. That's out. They scratched it out. They just went into their little contract and went, scribble, scribble, scribble. Scratch that out. Why'd that get out? That looks bad for both parties, doesn't it? Like, you just signed your franchise quarterback, but you put in the contract he has to have 4 hours of film study. And then you let it leak. Kyler Murray's sad. They look embarrassed. This is a bad thing all around. What are we doing here? Not to compare Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson's situations, but you and I both brought it up during the break. You're like, this is kind of like that, but at a much, obviously, more severe, more serious situation. It's absolutely nuts. Do you think it should be a year? Would a year suffice? That's the poll question. Deshaun Watson, the Method Flow Products poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. Is it too much? Is six games too much? Is it not enough? Is it fair because he hasn't, it's all been alleged. It's not, he hasn't been found guilty. There's been settlements going on. Most of the hooligans say it's just not enough. You have to go big or go home. I know it sounds, when you hear me say this, it probably sounds terrible, doesn't it? When I say you should either give him zero games or throw the book at him. Because by giving him any piddly amount of games, you are saying you believe what he did was wrong and illegal. You believe the allegations. By giving him any amount of games, you believe in the allegations. That's what they did with Ray Rice. By giving him two games initially, they came out and said, we believe that he was the reason his fiance was unconscious inside of an elevator. So we're giving him two games. Because if they didn't, why would they give him two games? If they believe that she just passed out because she fainted or she had too much alcohol or whatever, I don't know. If that's what they believed, they would have given him two games in the first place, right? But they gave Ray Rice two games because somehow, some way, they believed he was responsible for it. Then they saw the video. And they went, oh, that's how it happened. We're going to go a year. Indefinite. No, a year. Indefinite. No, let's go a year. And then he never really played. I don't think he ever had a shot again. He might have got on a camp or something, but he never really made it again. Teams just decided to stay away from that. I mean, that's awful. That was an awful thing. It was terrible. And then a couple of years later, you had the Tom Brady thing, four games for taking. And I remember I made that comparison, and I was attacked by a national guy that's like, "You stop making these comparisons. These are two totally different things." It's not, though. The NFL says something with every suspension that they put out, that they enforce. They say something with that. Bama Bear says, "Did you see the report that Robinson only looked at five cases? Were they the most extreme allegations or just random? Her conclusions of suspension do not make sense." Yeah, I just saw that. Only looked at five of the cases. Didn't look at all of it. Were these the five cases that didn't settle? Because how many of them didn't settle? There was a few that didn't settle, right?
It was obviously a premature suspension. It's a premature punishment.
The whole thing is just ridiculous. This is the problem with being judge, jury, and executioner. You want to say, don't mess with the shield. We decide. That's great that you got let off, but we decide. Okay, when you scream that, you're now screaming that six games is punishment for all of what was alleged against you going to these massage therapists, to these massage parlors. We are saying we believe it, and we're giving you six games for it. You won't be paid for the games, but you're not really going to be fined. You just won't be paid for games that you're not playing in. Well, the amount of money that he makes, this does nothing to him. We've always talked about hitting them where it hurts. Players get fined that are making $24 million a year, and they get fined, you know, $100,000. It's like, that does nothing. It does absolutely nothing. Dixon says, it's really not fair to put any amount of games on this. How do you really say what he did to these women is worth X amount of games? With that said, with the movements in this country like Me Too, etc., the NFL has a chance here to send a message, and right now they are not doing a very good job. I think at least a year would have been appropriate. That's the problem. I think you're exactly right. I'm agreeing with Dixon here. This is when we know things are getting out of control. By saying an amount of games, you are now saying that all of the allegations of what you did in these massage therapists and made these women feel that way is worth so-and-so amount of games. And to be honest, no amount of games is, like, there is not enough for guys like this if what he did was true. If what he did really happened, then there is no amount of game. What do we need to see a video of all of this? Bet you if a video came out or some kind of audio came out, it'd be more. Because it'd be horrendous to us. We'd hear it and we'd see it and we'd go, ugh. Some people are bringing up Robert Kraft again. To my knowledge, Robert Kraft just went into a... Wasn't it a legal parlor? I don't know. And again, that nothing really happened there. Dixon says also, currently he's only losing $345,000 because of the monkey games that Cleveland played with the first year of his contract. If you're Cleveland, you still lost today. X's and O's, you might feel like you've won because it's only six games and he will be playing this season. But I don't see how it makes sense for him to be playing this year. I just didn't think that it was going... I thought the legal system would beat us to the punch here and make the decision for us, but because of settlements and maybe just not enough evidence at this stage, they're not going to. So I'm not going to go as far to say that failed. But this doesn't feel right. Nobody... The NFL did not win today. Deshaun Watson did not win today. This is a bad, bad deal, folks. And again, if the NFL set up a precedent at the beginning of all of this, or even after the Ray Rice thing, because Ray Rice, charges were not pressed against him. His fiance did not press charges. But they still suspended him for a year. If you're the NFL, it's either zero games or throw the book at him. Because if you say zero games, then you can say, it's not on us. You know, the legal system, we go off of what the legal system does. If they say he can play, he can play. If they aren't throwing him in jail, if he's not on any kind of probation, then we're not doing it. Maybe that sounds calloused. Some would disagree with that. But six games is saying, yeah, he did it. But just that's just worth six games. It's not like he took air out of a football. You know, it's not like he bet on one of our games. He just assaulted 24 women. That's six games. But Calvin Ridley, you son of a gun, you mess with the integrity of this football game, you are out for a year, my friend. Screw with this game, we throw the book at you. But assault women, which we believe you did because we suspended you for six. Yeah, we'll get through that fast. We'll bust through that quick enough. This is the problem with being the judge, jury, and executioner. 28 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we are going to, I want to get into this. Bronco camp updates. We'll talk a little Broncos training camp. Who is lighting it up in camp? And I said this guy might be a top five guy in the league. Now I'm leaning toward another guy. I think the Broncos have two young pieces that are going to do amazing things in the league. And this guy continues to tear it up in training camp. We're going to talk about that next. 29 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Sick and tired of the bottom, need a better view.
Got me looked around my circle. Is it the truth? Sunday and Monday night football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Time to play the game.
I think it is time. We got a Hall of Fame game coming up on Thursday. I love how they put Trevor Lawrence and Derek Carr on the cover of that. Football is back, but you won't see either one of these guys. So, Hall of Fame game sucks, man. But will I watch it? Yeah, I haven't seen an NFL football game since the Super Bowl. So, I will. I will watch that game. Please don't gamble on that. Please, don't do that. Don't be the guy that's gambling on summer league basketball or especially the Hall of Fame game. Preseason, whatever, but not the Hall of Fame game, okay? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Lemons Heating and Cooling. You never know what you're going to get this time of year, man. As we get into August, still going to be pretty hot, so make sure that you got that air conditioner rocking and rolling, ready to go. Lemons Heating and Cooling will take care of that. Then as you approach late September, October, you start thinking about the cooler weather and then the heat system and all that. I'm just telling you, they got one company here that does it all, and they do it well. Locally owned and operated, Lemons Heating and Cooling. Check them out. Get that HVAC system up to date this summer. Again, that's Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798. Broncos go into full pads tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a clip from that. Nathaniel Hackett talking about that from camp today. But my goodness. You're seeing the videos posted on social media. You're seeing everything as far as the written words out there. Patrick Surtain and Justin Simmons. Those guys are all over the field, making plays left and right, busting through when you think a play is dead. Here, I talked about the play on Friday with Justin Simmons flying across the field. He has been exceptional. Patrick Surtain, I mean, iron sharpens iron, right? I mean, he's going up against Cortland Sutton, Russell. They're playing mind games with each other with Russell Wilson versus them. I think Wilson is going to make Pat Surtain and Justin Simmons. Maybe that's the underlying kind of the hidden thing behind all of this Russell Wilson stuff. Is maybe he's going to make these young defenders, and Justin Simmons not really young necessarily anymore, but maybe he's going to make them that much better. I mean, I believe Patrick Surtain's a stud. I knew it when they drafted him last year. I mean, who didn't? But it just seems like he is more confident. It's like he's a vet that's been out there for a while now. And Justin Simmons maybe seems a little re-energized from what he's seen. You know, defensively, maybe you do look at it and say, we have Russell Wilson now. Russell Wilson's going to lead this team and get points. We know we have to be better. It's tough when you're a good defense and you make stop after stop after stop and play after play after play, knowing your offense is either going to cough it up or go three and out or just have to keep punting it. When you have a Russell Wilson type guy, it does raise all boats. And you look at that and say, man, we know that if we ball out in the first quarter and we keep a team scoreless, Russell's going to put something up on that board pretty soon. And you know, then we're going to feel better about our situation. We're going to do it again. It's defensively, it is a mindset to make stops and see your offense drive. Maybe not even score, just drive. Move the ball down the field a little bit. Give yourself a break. That is something I think you're going to see take off. And guys like Justin Simmons and Pat Surtain, man, I'm excited to see what those two can do this year. I mean, you were seeing something that maybe they have a top five secondary. I wouldn't disagree with you there. Surtain might crack the top five. I know I said Javonte Williams. I just believe in those two guys, and this is why George Payton, Dixon will give me crap for this, but I'm giving George Payton a hall pass for a while because those two draft picks, I think, are going to pay off in big monster dividends as soon as this year. They were good last year. Javonte Williams was a 1,000-yard rusher. Patrick Surtain was probably easily top 15 maybe? Top 15 corner? Maybe. That's good considering you have two starting corners and maybe a nickel and a dime. If you're in the top 15, it's still really good. I think those guys are it. I think those two guys, talking a lot about Russell Wilson and the future of Russell Wilson, the contract extension, should they do it now or not? Those two guys in Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams are the building blocks the Broncos are going to build around for the next 5 to 7 to 8 to 9 years. 39 minutes after the hour. A very interesting story coming out of camp from KJ Hamler. We're going to get to that in just a moment. How's he holding up health-wise? We'll play a clip from him that we picked up via Twitter that we'll come back with 39 minutes after the hour. First, Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
A lot of people still kind of on the Deshaun Watson stuff, which we probably will be for a while. I mean, going through this process, and then when he finally does play a game, I mean, what's that going to be like? Scott texting in, Deshaun Watson's situation, is it true that he already settled with 20 of the 24 women that came forward? I think so. Is it 20? I think so. Also, if this is true, where is the Me Too movement? Just saying, if this is true, he should not be able to play again, let alone pay him bank. Nice segment, Brady. Good takes, Jades. Yeah, it's very difficult when you start looking at what actually happened here and you're like, this guy's just going to be able to play football. You either believe it or you don't. And I know there needs to be more black and white in it, and some people say we need to remove that, but I think the NFL is screwing themselves over by what they're saying with their suspensions. It's just too inconsistent, and they all say different things. Well, that's worth this. Ridley, you gamble on a game? Should Ridley have been suspended a year? Perhaps. It's insider trading. If you want to look at what Ridley gambling on NFL, and even if you say, well, Brady, what if he gambles on his own team? That's even more insider trading. Does Ridley have an advantage of gambling on a football game over you, Jades? Oh, you can't gamble over me. Yes. Several advantages. That's why it's illegal. That's why he got suspended for a year. Should it have been a year? I'm probably okay with that. But that means Deshaun Watson should be more than that. Way more than that. Because gambling isn't as bad as what Deshaun Watson allegedly did. Or what Ray Rice did. Again, Calvin Ridley. Did he sign something in his NFL agreement that said he couldn't? Probably. I would imagine so. I would imagine that you got to read the fine print there. I have actually heard from fellow media members in Denver, good friends of mine, that say guys that call games in the NBA can't bet on an NBA game. They bet on NFL, but if they call actual games, it's kind of insider trading. They might get, hey, here's the injury report that we're letting you know about, but hush, hush, behind the scenes, coach told me that this guy's probably not going to give it a go. It's all fascinating, isn't it? We're going to be unpacking this stuff for a while, I'm sure. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Troy Rank of via Twitter, great Broncos reporter, shared a video moments ago. We're going to play it via Twitter about KJ Hamler. Troy Rank, of course, is with Denver 7, does a phenomenal job. KJ Hamler battling injuries. He battled the loss of his grandmother not long ago. I really find respect for these guys that open up more. And let's just play it, Jades. Let it roll, and we'll decide if we want to cut it short here. But here's KJ Hamler kind of talking about the mental process of not only getting over an injury, but dealing with the loss of who he claims or who he said was the love of his life, his sweet grandmother. So here's KJ Hamler.
I don't know what preseason, I don't know what those plans are yet, so just got to talk to the trainers and talk to Mr. P about, all of that stuff and where he wants me to play and, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm fine. Yeah, I'm not, yeah. Yeah, just know, yeah. meaning, being away from ball. Like I said, it's been a tough journey, to be honest. It was just so much stuff I was dealing with, being piled up, on top of each other. At one point, just dealing with the ACL, and a little bit of more things, family situations, my love of my life passed, my grandmother. So that was the toughest thing. And, the devil was on my back for a while. And, I wish I would have never did it by myself. I wish I would have asked for help because, at one point in my life, and I'm just be honest with y'all because I'm more vulnerable and, more confident in myself about saying it, but at one point, I didn't want to be here. Like, I didn't want to be in this world. It was one point I just didn't want to be on earth no more, because I lost my granny and that really hurt me. So just you know, God gave me the strength just to get out that hole. And, you know, he knew I was strong enough to get through. I didn't feel like I was at the time. And, you know, just getting out that hole was just, it's very hard and very tough. You know what I'm saying? Just having all these things going on and, you know, piling on top of each other. It was a hard process. But, you know, just to see where I'm at from where I started and where I'm at now, you know, a big change. And I'm proud of myself, and I know my grandmother proud.
I love that, man. I you know what? I've always kind of liked KJ Hamler. You know, the X's and O's side, you're rooting for him to get through injuries and whatnot. But I think you're seeing this, and I absolutely love this. When guys, gals, whatever, are coming out and talking about struggles with mental health, not that I want it to happen, but the more folks do talk about it, especially NFL players, it makes it seem like for younger people out there that they can talk about it too. And those are, I mean, that's intense. That's intense. You know, a lot of us go through stuff, whether we lose somebody or injuries play a part in our jobs and, you know, just personal situations are taking over. I mean, whatever it is, sometimes stuff happens and it's totally okay to talk about it. And I just really thought that was necessary to share because you see stories from camp, you know, the fights on the field, the guys going at it, position battles, and all that's entertaining as hell, too. But when you see a guy like KJ Hamler coming back saying, here's what I was going through all this time, and now I'm ready to get bust through that, but also talk about it, too. So hats off to you, my friend. I'll be rooting for Mr. KJ Hamler just a little bit harder just because of what he broke down there. That's a hard thing to do, my man. Takes a strong individual to come out and talk like that. So hats off to you. 12:50 the time. We're going to wrap up hour number two. Guess what? We got hour number three right around the corner. Plenty still to hit here. Talk a little Colorado State in the 1 o'clock hour and so much more. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Don't forget, we're live from the Allo Communications Studios.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Want to give a shout out to Weldworks. Locally owned and operated here in downtown Greeley. It's growing leaps and bounds because the dialed-in beer, the dialed-in food. I mean, you probably tried Juicy Bits at one point. It's funny, I wasn't that big of a fan of Juicy Bits up until like a year and a half ago. It is a go-to of mine. I don't know, palates change, whatever. I like the IPAs and all that. I still don't know anything about beer. I just know what I like. And Weldworks, they have enough variety there that you're going to find something that you like. Got a new beer release every single Friday, so you can't go wrong there. Check out the new eatery, the Annex, where they provide now dialed-in food with all that they're doing. When you stop by, tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Coming up in the second hour, third hour, Jades. Wow, we've been going for 2 hours today. Man, it's nothing. Tim Cassidy, Senior Associate AD and Chief of Staff for Colorado State Football, is going to join me. We're going to talk about a very important event coming up, the Women's Football Clinic on August 13th at Canvas Stadium. But we're also going to talk about his role with Colorado State, you know, what it means to him to be a part of this this exciting new venture going on at CSU with this football coaching staff. All that and more coming up next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Come to decide that the things that I tried